Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with my producer, Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Christina Fetcher, who's spokesperson for the Department of Human Services. Good evening, Christine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing very well. I should correct myself, Christina. I don't want to get that part wrong.
That's all right.
It was exciting news when we looked in the paper this week and saw that the Department of Human Services had launched a massive search to fill 500 social worker positions. Anytime there's those kinds of numbers dealing with employment in the state, it's exciting. How is this event going? It wrapped up today?
Well, we are partnering with 5 Michigan colleges and universities in this pilot project to hire about 500 highly qualified people to work in our children's protective services, foster care, adoption, juvenile justice, and licensing services. So our first event was actually held last week at Northern Michigan University. This week it was at Michigan State University. Next week we'll be at Grand Valley State University. And then March 1st through 3rd, we will be at Oakland University in Rochester. And then our 5th and final event is at Mary Grove College in Detroit, March 8th through 10th. And I'm happy to announce that we just posted pre-registration for that school on our website today.
Well, and that is exciting. I'm guessing because you've set up so many events, this is a good way to go about finding the qualified candidates. You must have found this to be true or you wouldn't be doing it this way.
Oh, yeah. You know, we lost, the state law, or DHS rather, lost 1,300 people due to retirements as of December 31st, of which 700 of those are in the child welfare area. And so we are looking to fill those positions. And by, you know, branching out and partnering with these colleges and universities is just a great way to reach a lot of people throughout the entire state. Now, I do want to be clear that the events are open to all applicants who meet the minimum requirements, which includes holding a bachelor's or master's degree in areas such as social work, psychology, or criminal justice.
So, and that clarification, so that's just not for folks at those schools and universities, it's for everybody, they're just being held there is what you're clarifying.
Correct, yes. The events are open to all applicants who meet those minimum qualifications. I mean, this could be someone who's been, you know, in the field for 20 years or, you know, obviously looking to help those, you know, recent college grads.
Now, the pictures we saw in the Lansing State Journal showed about 600 people that showed up at MSU. Were you surprised at the turnout, or did you expect a turnout like that on that first night?
You know, each of the events, they are 3 days. The first day is a panel kind of presentation introducing all of these potential candidates to child welfare services and the job and requirements that they'll be doing in that position. Day two, kind of the candidates have a one-on-one interview with a DHS employee, and then at the end of that time, they are asked immediately to come back for a second round of interviews that third and final day, which is today at MSU's event. But as far as, you know, the high numbers, I don't think anyone could say that we're surprised by the large turnout. Obviously, it's no surprise the state's economy and that everyone is searching for a job. And we're just really encouraged that, you know, we are hiring people. And these are people who will be on the front lines working with Michigan children and families to make sure that they have the services they need.
And that brings to mind, it, not just anybody can do this kind of work. So a 3-day event like this with trained professionals helps them show these folks, I'm thinking, what the job is really about in case they had some misconceptions.
Oh, yeah. And we launched a website dedicated to this pilot project the end of January, which includes, you know, a brief overview of the events that we're holding, as well as the qualifications that we're looking for. We have screening questions posted online to help candidates prepare, as well as a detailed explanation of the positions and a brochure and a video that they can kind of get acquainted with child services.
Well, which would be very helpful because, like, it can be extraordinarily rewarding at times, but I'm also guessing very challenging at times as well and emotional.
I do imagine, you know, and on the field workers, the caseworkers that we have throughout the state right now are doing a tremendous job because, you know, we as a department, as well as Director Corrigan and the governor, are committed to making sure that there are improvements in the child welfare system.
And is this part of kind of a revamping of the system that's come about in the last few years?
Well, you know, this endeavor that we're doing really puts words into action, demonstrating the strong commitment that Director Corrigan and the department have to resolve a federal consent decree that mandates improvements in the child welfare system.
Very good. We're in the time of budget cuts for everybody. Was this job hunt figured into what was going to happen, or it's kind of separate from any budget issues that we're facing now?
Well, in terms of budget, as I mentioned, you know, we've lost 1,300 DHS employees due to retirements by the end of 2010. So, of which 700 of them are in the child welfare area. So we are refilling these positions because, again, you know, we need to just make sure that we remain committed to improvements in the child welfare system.
Which is a double win, isn't it, then, that refilling positions so the money is currently there for them?
I agree. I think you could go one step further and say it's a win-win-win because it's a win for just the state of Michigan in general that we are keeping potential college grads in the state, as well as, you know, just hiring.
So well, and that does come to mind from time to time. Over and over again, we hear from political figures in the state saying, if we want to keep the state healthy, we need to keep our young folks here, give them jobs and places to go, and bringing in, the 500 jobs is a huge boon to the area, to the state.
I agree. And again, you know, like, we can't say more how encouraging this news is to us here at DHS, and I just think for everyone in Michigan.
Well, and every now and then, of course, you know, child services in the area of social work and dealing with children, you know, comes under the microscope because of a case now and then that might be in the news. So having this many more people, I would assume, will change the ratio of social workers to cases.
Oh, you know, I agree. And obviously, we have here at DHS over the past few years, we have made tremendous progress in improving the system, but this just really solidifies our commitment to make the system even better so we can improve the lives of children in Michigan's foster care system.
What is the timetable for these hires, some 500 jobs? Are they coming in increments, or is there a timetable in the spring or summer?
I think we'd like to have them at least offered and get them on board in the spring. So I know that some of the offers won't be able to be made or filled until May because of the graduates. So they need to have their degrees in place first.
Well, it sounds like it's pretty quickly going to happen, though. I mean, that's good news as well. They won't be waiting long.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, I think this can only be took as a very encouraging project here in Michigan, especially here at DHS.
Would you mind giving again a website where people can get more information? The one here in the Lansing area has just wrapped up today. But as you said, there are three more. One, if you don't mind me repeating, February 22nd through the 24th at Grand Valley State University in Grand Rapids, March 1st through 3rd at Oakland University in Rochester, and March 8th through 10th at Marygrove College in Detroit. And perhaps giving folks a website where they could go to get more information.
Yeah, no problem. Now, just so I'm clear, the two events at Grand Valley and Oakland University, pre-registration has been filled already for those. We do have openings for the Marygrove College event in Detroit. Details were just posted today, so people can start pre-registering. That one is capped at 500 people. But a website where they can get more information is www.michigan.gov/DHSjobs. And that's DHSJOBS.
Very good. And thank you for that clarification. Is it possible if there's a huge, outcry for people looking for this, that there might be another one added, or you're pretty sure you'll get what you need from this group?
You know, that is a question for our HR, and like I said, this is a pilot project. At this point, we don't have any solid details if we're going to have any other events, But as of right now, the only one we're taking pre-registration for at this time is Mary Grove College in Detroit.
Well, it sounds like people interested in, are going to need to get on that then.
Yeah, we would encourage them to start filling that stuff out online because they fill rather quickly. But I do want to also make note that on that DHS jobs page, there is a link in case someone can't make it to one of these events or they're the pre-registration is full for the Grand Valley or, any of the other events we had, they can still apply online.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
So there's a link there. I mean, it's a really long link. So there's a link there that they can still apply for these positions.
Well, I'd say as a pilot program, it's off to a roaring start. Christina, I certainly appreciate your time this evening and filling us in on the program and what's happening.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl. We appreciate you having us on.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Christina Fetcher, who is spokesperson for Department of Human Services. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.